Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today is the Feast of St. Philomena. And St. Philomena has a special place in my heart. She is my confirmation saint and has kind of come to the reason why I wanted to share with you today. So to begin, I'm going to tell you a little bit about a backstory of who St. Philomena was and share her beautiful story. But St. Philomena had relics that were discovered in the 19th century, 1802. And in her tomb, in the catacombs, they found symbols on her grave that kind of marked that it was likely that she was a virgin and she was a martyr and a Christian. And she died in about the year 304. And she was only 13 years old when she died. So this is the information that's revealed about her. They kind of remove her relics and different things began to happen, but people started venerating her relics and miracles started to happen. And one of these things that took place was a Dominican sister had visions of St. Philomena and told her story. And the story that came together through this is that Philomena was a daughter of a king in Greece, and the emperor at the time, Emperor Diocletian, declared war on Philomena's father in Greece. But Philomena's father came to find peace with this emperor, and him and his wife and his daughter Philomena traveled to Rome and to kind of discuss peace. And the emperor fell in love with Philomena. She was beautiful, this young woman, and he wanted to marry her. He professed his love for her, and even offered peace between their countries if Philomena would marry the king, the emperor. And Philomena was Christian, and she had professed her love for the Lord and decided to devote herself to Christ and remain a virgin, and she would never get married. And when you tell an emperor no, right, that doesn't go over well, especially in the second, third century. And so the king responded by having Philomena go through all of these torments. He had her scourged, and the story goes that she was healed by two angels. He tried to drown her. And angels cut loose her ropes that tied her to anchors, and they pulled her out of the water. And she was shot with arrows multiple times. And the first time, her wounds were healed. The second time she was shot with arrows, the arrows turned aside. And then the third time, the arrows actually flipped around and hit the people who were shooting at them. So, right, these events are happening publicly. And people are converting to Christianity because they're watching these miracles take place at this woman who loved God. So even in her the torments, the struggles that were happening, people were becoming Christian. They were believing in Christ. They were seeing the beauty that was happening. And eventually she was beheaded when she was 13, on August 10th. And she died at the same hour as Christ at 3 o'clock on a Friday. And that's believed to be the same time that Christ died. And the reason her story just affects me so much. So when I was told about St. Philomena, I was about 13 years old. And I had an aunt who shared with me the story of St. Philomena. And at the time, I wasn't particularly interested in my Catholic faith. I thought stories of saints were kind of cool, but I knew I'd be confirmed in a couple years, and it wasn't really something I was excited about or had any interest in. But my aunt would bring me books and little prayer cards about St. Philomena regularly. And I remember at the time, I didn't read any of these books because I was 13 and I was probably a little feisty and I didn't want to read books about saints. And I was kind of ignoring this, but it did catch my eye in this way of like, I just remember the only detail that I was really, really remembered from my aunt telling me was that she gave up her life for God when she was 13. And I remember like that just affecting me so much because I didn't really understand what that would be like to give up my life for Christ when I was 13. But years later, when it came time for me to be confirmed, there was just this tug in my heart, and I knew that I had to return to who Saint Philomena was. I needed to return to who she was and learn about her. And I started to read, and I just became fascinated by her love for the Lord and how she gave up, right, worldly glory, an emperor, the emperor of Rome, one of the most powerful nations in the world, the most powerful nation in the world, wanted to marry her. She would have had unlimited power, unlimited wealth and glory, but she knew that there was something better. She knew the glory of heaven was beyond anything she could be given on earth. And even her family, right? Her family was, they were also converted to Christianity. But her parents wanted her to marry this emperor because they wanted peace, right? They couldn't see past the end goal. They wanted peace between their countries. So even though they had converted to Christianity, they weren't devout in the way that Philomena was. So she went against her family. She lost their support. She was tortured as a 13-year-old. I don't think many of us would have held up long for anything at 13. I know I didn't. I wouldn't even read books about a saint at 13 if I was asked to. But as I've continued, so I eventually chose Saint Philomena as my confirmation saint. And that's that aunt who had shown me things about Saint Philomena eventually became my confirmation sponsor and has become a mentor and a person who I look to often in my life. And we've often returned to who Saint Philomena was. And I think the thing that just sticks with me most out of all of it is she gave her life completely to the Lord and did not hesitate or look back or turn from her commitments of what she had vowed to the Lord. She dove completely in and let nothing affect that path that she gave to the Lord. And when I look at my own life, I might never be asked to give up my life in the physical way, like dying for Christ as she did in the same way. You know, I live in a much different time period, but every single day I have this choice to make, right? To wake up and to choose to be with the Lord and to choose to pray and to let the Lord enter into my life, and enter into my family and enter into my friends and enter into the decisions I make. And it is a life that I live completely for Him. And it's not just something that I choose to do only part-time or go to mass occasionally or on Sundays, right? Or to pray, you know, I checked off my list. I did the things I was supposed to do to be with the Lord today, and now I can go live the life I want to live, right? My life is completely His, and that's hard. That is a death to self. It's a death to what you want to do. I often have to like put my phone down and shut it off and say like, I don't want to stay on my phone for, you know, the next hour. I want to read or do something that is good, that reflects on the Lord, or speak to someone out of love, or get to know others, or not be closed in on myself, even though selfishly, I just want to sit on my phone or sit and watch TV. And so even though I looked at this woman's life so spectacularly in the way that she was a martyr, also, it brings me strength to know that I can live for the Lord every single day and let nothing affect that path and like move forward confidently, even when struggles arise, even when it feels like my world is ending around me or struggling, or I can't hold on to these things. I just look to her with this beautiful grace, and like this kind love of a child, right? We all know what it feels like to be loved by a child and just by a young person. If you have children of your own or nieces or nephews, right? When my nephew like runs up and gives me a hug, it's like the greatest feeling in the world. And that's like the way that I feel. I feel like I'm being held by this beautiful innocence when I turn to Saint Philomena and ask for intercession. So I invite you to learn about Saint Philomena, to pray for her intercession. She was accredited as being the wonder worker of the 19th century. Many, many, many miracles have taken place in her name. I pray for her intercession regularly. She's the patron saint of infants and babies and youth. So those you know who maybe have sick children or struggles or family struggles, to offer her intercession in a special way today. Let's pray. Lord, you gave us the beautiful gift of Saint Philomena, and I ask that you allow her to intercede into our lives, to bring healing into our families, to bring a joy into giving our lives for you. I ask that you bring a love for you to all the youth, especially the youth that exist in our homes, in our churches, our schools, our families, our dioceses. Share this love for the Lord in a beautiful way that we may be convicted to give our lives to you, Lord. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.